Classic Hits, 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
It is good to chat once again. Now, Ann, this is, well, it's a special week for Stratford Festival, really an anniversary week, if you will, especially with the shows that are currently playing.
It certainly is. This is, July 13th was our 69th anniversary. It's our 70th season, because apparently that's the way birthdays work. You turn one at the end of your first year. I always get confused about that every single year. However, 69 it is, and we had a wonderful anniversary last night with a performance of Richard III starring Colin Fiore, and it was particularly meaningful and planned to be so because, of course, the very first performance in 1953 on July 13th was Richard III with Alec Guinness.
Oh, my gosh. And Anne, you have such a personal connection because your father was in that show.
He was indeed, and he was in the other show, All's Well That Ends Well, also playing at the Tom Patterson Theater this year. The two shows that started the Stratford Festival. And I was reading over his speech that he gave at the 50th anniversary of the festival. And did you know that that performance, that production of All's Well That Ends Well, was the first ever in North America?
Wow, because I was thinking about that too with, you know, Stratford Festival, with so many, like, we just don't think about it, you know, in 2022, but so many of these wonderful Shakespearean shows often had their debut in North America at Stratford.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. And I, the speech was, it's so meaningful to me to read his speech, but I posted it on Facebook too, and a lot of people were reading it, enjoying it. Just as 8 o'clock approached that night, the Royal Canadian Air Force did a flyover, and then all of the whistles at the factory blew in support of the start of the festival, and then all the church bells rang in town.
Wow.
And then they raised the flag that had been given to us from the theater in Stratford-upon-Avon at the courthouse, and that's a flag we use to this day. And then the very first Fanfares was played, written by Lou Applebaum, and of course that first chord echoes the train whistle, and then the first cannon was set off by Skip Manley, and then of course inside the house the gong went off and the play began, and there was a full house, over 1,400 people. It grew in size when the permanent theater was built. And there were 94 critics from around the world in that house.
Oh, isn't that just, thank you so much for sharing that, Anne. Just amazing memories. And as we mentioned, gosh, your personal connection with your family in the show and the wonderful history at Stratford Festival.
Really remarkable. Dad used to tell me about the first curtain call on July 13th, 1953, and how the people just leapt to their feet and applauded and shouted and hooted, and they came out and they did their bows, and then they came around and did it again, and they came around and did it again, and they came around and did it again, still everybody on their feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Applauding, until finally, as a young actor, he passed Alec Guinness in one of the Vaughns, and Guinness turned to him and said, well, they have to stop clapping sometime.
Oh, I love that. That's wonderful. Oh, what a great, great story. And here we are, 2022, and Richard III and All's Well That Ends Well performing this week at the new Tom Patterson Theater.
Really a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Oh, just amazing. And we've got the critics in town, if you will, New York Times.
Yes, we have the New York Times here for New York Times Week, and the, Jesse Green is the chief theater critic there, and he is doing 5 forum events for us, which is wonderful. He'll be joined on the weekend by the deputy culture and theater editor, Scott Heller, and they'll be doing a couple of events over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. But if you'd like to hear Jesse, he's a really wonderful interviewer. He's going to interview Colin this morning. He's interviewing Colin Fiore this morning about Richard III. Tomorrow he's interviewing Donna Fiore about reimagining Chicago in Stratford. On Saturday he talks to C. Mac Hariri, the architect of the Tom Patterson Theater, and to Anthony Cimolino at 5 or 5:30 in the evening. And Saturday morning, we have an event called Ask the Times, so you can catch up on all your theater news there, and what's going on in culture in New York and elsewhere. And then on Sunday, they're doing an event called New Beginnings about all of the changes that are happening in theater. Jesse is writing a long series called The Reformation about the major issues that are going on in theater at the moment and what we can do as theater brings about change.
There you go. The world-renowned Stratford Festival with the New York Times in town. And more comedy continues. Comedy shows this year with the Stratford Festival. Ron James in town this Saturday.
What a busy time we have in Stratford. Ron James is here doing his stand-up show on Saturday, and that starts a lot of comedy that we're going to have here in Stratford this summer. We are launching in the Forum a series called Funny Forum Fridays, and we have a number of fabulous comedians coming. Ali Hassan, Martha Chavez, James Cunningham, Jordan Carlos, Flo and Joan. We have Joanne O'Sullivan, a wonderful comedian who's going to bring her wonderful podcast, which is called Happy, Funny, Amazing, to the forum, to the festival, and it's going to be called Happy, Funny, Amazing Live. And she will interview a number of company members about their happiest, funniest, most amazing stories, a really heartfelt and entertaining podcast that's going to be live here in Stratford.
Wow.
The CBC show The Debaters is going to be recording here at the Avon Theatre. That's a little later in September. So we are turning into a comedy mecca.
Oh.
And I think that local people are really going to enjoy that. The Funny Fridays are actually late night, about 11:30 on Fridays through July and August and into September. And tickets are, I think for that, they're $29. But for all of the comedy, they range for between $25 and $35.
Yeah, pretty reasonably priced. There you go. So yeah, late night comedy, and we've got Ron James performing at the Avon this Saturday. More great comedy shows and more wonderful productions with Stratford Festival. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the ticket information. Ann Swordfeger, and thank you so much for the wonderful stories of this morning, and always a pleasure chatting.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Jamie.